Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of My Webtoon Journey. For those of you that are new to the podcast, this is a bi-weekly podcast where I introduce a brand new Webtoon series and just give like a little bit of background information and then just my general impressions of the series. And the goal is just to, you know, maybe if you're someone who's new to Webtoon, like I am, you can discover a brand new series to check out. Or if you're a veteran to the platform, you just get to hear someone talk about your favorite Webtoon for a few. My name is John. I think I keep forgetting to say that each episode, but my name is John. I'm also the host of the Mangalog podcast, which is a manga-focused podcast. It has a very similar format to this one. The episodes are a little longer, but if you're interested in manga, go check that out. And yeah, let's get to it. So episode 5 is on Omniscient Reader. My brother actually recommended this to me once he heard that I was like reading Webtoon. And this is a fantasy series. The original work was a web novel by, and I'm sorry if I pronounce this wrong, Singshon, I believe that's right. I could be adding a little bit of a flair to that, but I think it's Singshon. And this is adapted by the creator Umi, which is stylized like UMI, all caps. The art is by Sleepy-C. And so it got a little bit of a tag team here. And it's been running since August 2020. So this is actually fairly recent. Chapters are out every Wednesday. But check this out. It's been picking up steam extremely fast. So it has 860,000 readers, and the score is almost perfect. It's a 9.9 out of 10. Now, I noticed with Webtoon, a lot of the scores skew higher. So it's kind of hard to like take a Webtoon, you know, at face, like by the score number. I just kind of just go into it and just see what's going on. I don't really care for the score, but that's kind of crazy how close to perfect it's rated on the platform. And for this episode, I read up to episode 9. Now that sounds like it's not a lot, but these chapters are actually really long. And there's a lot packed into each one. Again, it's based off of a book, and it's funny because the Webtoon episodes split like single chapters of the original web novel up into chunks. That's how, because the chapters are so long, so the episodes covering the chapter, there's not enough. Despite the Webtoon episodes being long, it's still not enough to cover a full chapter. Like, they have to split a chapter up into multiple Webtoon episodes, which I thought was really interesting. But yeah, synopsis. And again, my pronunciation is going to be really weird and inconsistent. I'm sorry. I'm used to pronouncing Japanese like mangaka names and Japanese character names. When it comes to Korean stuff or Korean-inspired stuff, it's going to be hard for me. So I'm going to try. But synopsis, back then, Dokja had no idea. He had no idea his favorite web novel, Three Ways to Survive the Apocalypse, was going to come to life, and that he would become the only person to know how the world was going to end. He also had no idea he would end up becoming the protagonist of this novel turned reality. Now Dokja will go on a journey to change the course of the story and save humankind once and for all. Now that is a well-written synopsis. I didn't even read that before getting into the web novel. I just wanted, or the webtoon, I just wanted to be surprised. But yeah, that's really well written. God, that's a tongue twister. But yeah, so this follows Dokja, as the synopsis said. He's 28 years old, single, kind of a loner. Apparently in Korean, the name could mean only child, individualist, or reader. So his name is definitely symbolic. I like how in the webtoon so far, a lot of the characters, including Dokja, are adults. It's actually something not a lot of like popular manga focus on a lot. If you watch a lot of anime and stuff, you'll notice like a lot of the characters are like in middle school, high school. It's rare that you'll see college age or post college, God forbid, post college. So it's cool to see in like these last four webtoons that I've read that the characters are actually like around my age. I'm 26 years old, so like it's cool to see young adults like graduate from college or whatever. That's something unique that I didn't get a lot in manga, unless I was reading like manga that skewed toward an older demographic like seinen manga. But Dokja, he kind of leads a little bit of a sad existence, to be honest. I mean, he's definitely had some more downs and ups in his life. And it seems like, in the first chapter, it's just, as we're learning more about him, it's just really kind of depressing. You know, his life has been, and honestly, I've had periods in my life where it's like this, where I'm just like, I don't do much. I'm just kind of going through the motions. And then in my free time, I just like mindlessly read manga or mindlessly watch stuff to make me feel better. I didn't have a lot of friends. I still kind of don't. But that's another story for another time. But yeah, I definitely saw some of myself in him, which I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing, but he's definitely relatable. And I think, you know, he talks about how he read the story over the course of several years and how the ending means a lot to him, this web novel that he's reading, and how it brought him through so much. And I definitely feel that way when it comes to like long-running anime and manga. Naruto in particular, that was definitely that for me. Like that was my three ways to survive the apocalypse. that was the story that really brought me through a lot. And in the last few years, I'm watching a comedy anime named Gintama. And that's kind of been my comfort anime that I haven't really been binging. I've just been kind of watching an episode or two a week, and that's been like my comfort food. And I've been watching that for a few years now. And it's just crazy to look back to when I started that anime. And now I'm only like 100 and like something episodes in, like 140 something. Like I haven't been watching it that long. Or I haven't gotten that far along. So it's nice to have that series that you return to that, like during all these points in your life, these really hard times in your life. Yeah, sometimes just being with a story so long, it really doesn't make you reflect on how much your life has gone by until like the story is about to end. Like I'm sure like when One Piece finally ends, it's going to be like super emotional for people. Like I'm definitely going to feel emotional, and I'm not even caught up in the manga. But like I'm going to feel that way with like Attack on Titan, which is supposed to air the final season this winter. Oh my God, I'm not emotionally prepared for that. That show blew up when I started college, and that was back in 2012. So I'm probably just going to burst out in tears just because of the fact that it's ending, and not even because of the story, though I imagine because of the story, I will also be crying. But yeah, it's like a short sentiment that Dokja talks about in the intro of the webtoon and as he's monologuing, but it definitely hit me. But after this chapter, the webtoon just really kicks into action. As the synopsis says, his reality suddenly becomes the web novel, and he's forced to play basically like a game of survival. And it plays out like the events of the web novel, of course. Dokja, he has the advantage because he's read the novel, but not necessarily. So I really like how this is executed because remember, Dokja has been following the story for years. So he knows the details, but he hasn't, you know, he's not the protagonist. He hasn't taken the place of the protagonist of the story. And he becomes aware of this really quickly, like, oh, I'm not the protagonist. So he knows the events are going to take place, but he's acting from the perspective of an outside character. So it's not necessarily, the major scenarios might play out the same, but the details of each scenario is going to become wildly different from what he originally read, especially as he affects the story, because he has a script basically, but he's not following it verbatim because again, he's an outside character and he's affecting the progress of the story. So he's changing the events, like certain characters that survive and so on and so forth. So I really like the way that's executed. So he kind of has, it's good for following a protagonist that's kind of competent. He's not totally shocked by everything that's going on to him. He wasn't just thrown into this world where he has no idea what he's doing. He's got a firm foundation to pull from, but there's still the challenge of navigating around, you know, things that are inconsistent with what he originally read. But yeah, man, things get really intense in this webtoon. The first few chapters are just like witnessing a lot of like horrific stuff. So this is definitely not going to be for everyone. There are content warnings in the beginning of some of the chapters. But yeah, it's definitely crazy. Dokja, he knows how things were going to go down, but you know, even knowing something is going to happen, you know, that's fine. But like preventing it from happening, that's just totally different. You're not going to be able to prevent everything, even if you know it's going to happen, right? And it's so much easier said than done. And also, what I like about Dokja as a protagonist, even though technically he's not the protagonist in the story, this webtoon's really meta. But he isn't a hero. Even if he could be like super selfless and just save as many people as he could, he's gonna be putting his own survival at stake. And so far, it seems like he does not want to do that. He wants to survive. He's ready to see this through to the end. So his morality is in question because he's able to stay calm through these events. And part of me just wonders, it's like, has he already given up on his old self and like his old life? You know, it seems like he's already given up, and like this new life had been assigned to him, and now he's been given this like sort of like purpose, right, where he didn't have before. And in certain characters that we are introduced to, one of Dokja's coworkers, she takes note of Dokja's personality change. And it's really interesting because I'm wondering if he's going to develop into something, someone maybe like narcissistic, or he could just like totally flip the script and be like a super dangerous figure. Like he can be the antagonist to the story. you know, pull like a light Yagami, right? Like become like, you know, have like this God complex, you know, it's, and just like, you know, push others aside if his own survival's at stake, you know, it's really interesting. I think the chapters are pretty long to, you know, compared to the other webtoons I've read, but the fact that like the creators can pump out this quality on a weekly basis is actually super impressive. Because like, again, the chapters are long, but like the quality of the art is just like super consistent. The story keeps me immersed throughout. I mean, man, they know what they're doing here. And there's like a strip early on where it's like Dokcha overlooking the city, and it is freaking gorgeous. You have to see it. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you see it. I think like the sun is going down, and like there's all of this wreckage and just craziness, and like his hair is blowing and his tie's blowing in the wind. It's just like, oh my God, it is breathtaking. I mean, this is about as close to like a blockbuster webtoon as I would imagine. So if you're trying to go into webtoon, you're like, I just want the best of what the platform has to offer, I think this is going to be one of those stories. You know, you might find some of the writing cliche or whatever, but if anything, this is just like some entertaining, just like popcorn stuff. But I think I think there's deeper stuff out there. I don't want to discredit it. I think there's some deeper stuff going on with this story. I'm really curious to see how it progresses. I don't want to say popcorn is necessarily like a, you know, a derogatory statement, but if you just want to be entertained, I think this is a good webtoon to read. But yeah, I like how meta it is. As I mentioned before, he's reading this web novel that has come to life, but like in that web novel and in this new reality, there are like these higher beings called constellations, and they're watching these events take place. So it's like a reader watching a story, right? A reader reading a story. But these constellations, to them, it's like a live game that they can influence in real time. So really gives off, like Hunger Games. If you've watched the movies or read those books, I've done both. I actually really love the books. I love most of the movies. The first part of the last movie that they split into two, or the last book they split, I did not like the first part of that. But I think my favorite is Catching Fire, actually, is the second. Anyways, I'm going on a tangent. But it definitely reminds me of Hunger Games in that aspect, where like there's like these sponsors and like people that can affect the game in real time. It's really interesting. But yeah, I think this has the potential to like kind of... It's weird because I've never heard of this. I must be living like under a rock, but I've never heard of this. Whereas like before I started reading Webtoon, I at least heard of stuff like Lore Olympus, Tower of God, Noblesse. What's the other one? High School of the Dead? No, God of High School. Sorry. I at least heard of those before I got into Webtoon, but this one I never heard of. So chances are you might have not heard about it as well. So definitely give this a shot. Be one of those early readers, you know, be like, yeah, I was there from the beginning, you know, that kind of thing. But it's really good, guys. Really, really good. And that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. This is the fifth episode in a series of episodes I've released all at once, day one, so you guys can have a feel for the podcast, just be able to binge some of my, you know, episodes and really get a feel for me as a host. Again, my name is John. I'm the host of the Mongolog Podcast. Expect these to be released on a bi-weekly basis. Depending on the success of the podcast, if you guys wanted to see weekly episodes, I mean, I might have plans for that in the future. I don't know what this is going to look like. Again, I'm just kind of doing this as a hobby. I have my other podcast. That's like my priority to me because I started that one first, and I don't want to like, forget about the audience I have there, of course. And manga is my first love. Like Webtoon, this is my foray into Webtoon. This is my excuse to actually get to reading some Webtoon, but manga is like my first love, you know? But depending on the success of this, I mean, there's always the potential for new stuff, more stuff. And people are kind of iffy when you mention Patreon, but that's something I always in the back of my mind, but I'm not going to ask people for money when they barely know me. So, you know, that's something that might come in time, and that could be the avenue through which you guys experience more frequent episodes, longer episodes, audience engagement, that kind of thing. Episodes like if you liked my coverage on a certain series and you want me to return to it in some fashion, that could be material that I'm thinking about releasing through some sort of support tier or, you know, something like that. Who knows? I'm just kind of throwing things out there. But this is, again, a bi-weekly podcast, so expect the next episode 2 weeks from this date. And I think the episode is going to be on The Boxer, which is a sports series by creator JH. It's just stylized capital letters JH. And I'm looking forward to checking that one out. I've seen some really cool action strips from that, and it looks Awesome. So yeah, look forward to that in 2 weeks. Thank you guys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you like it, subscribe and you'll get that notification every time it comes to your podcast player of choice. All right. You guys have a wonderful 2 weeks.